The British Army were bad actors on this island for many, many centuries. But even in the worst of days, when their cities were being bombed by the terror organisations of the IRA, they never retaliated by bombing and shooting the civilian population of Ireland.
That's Fianna Fáil TD and Claire Cathal Crowe in the Dáil on Wednesday during a Dáil debate on Gaza, when he criticised Israel's eye-for-an-eye approach in the aftermath of the Hamas-led 7th of October attack on southern Israel, and compared it to Britain's approach to Ireland. Yesterday, after a wave of criticism, he apologised. He's with us now. Cathal Crowe, good morning.
Good morning, thanks for having me on.
The British Army never retaliated by bombing and shooting the civilian population of Ireland. What were you thinking of?
Yeah, that was pretty woeful, and it wasn't what I wanted to say. It's not how I view things, and people who know me would know I'm quite Republican. Indeed, only a few weeks ago, I made certain statements about Northern Ireland and Irish unification, which landed me in a bit of hot water in Britain, but I stand over that. This is not how I view the Irish situation. I was speaking on Gaza. I had bullet points in front of me, not a fully scripted speech. The point I wanted to make was, in the darkest days of recent Irish history, we never saw the carpet bombing of our cities by the Royal Air Force or anything like that, or the launching of missiles. And I was trying to convey in some way the disproportionality, the horrendous stuff we're seeing day in, day out, the acts of genocide in Gaza.
Shooting the civilian population of Ireland, Cathal.
It's very important I clear this up now. It's very important I clear this up. However, in a jumble of words, I said it, and you play back the clip, that is not what I wanted to say, and I have my own moral compass. I realised later that evening when I saw back the transcript, I didn't say what I wanted to say, and I unequivocally apologise for the mess I made in those jumble of words. It's not what I meant. I apologise for hurt I've caused, and it's not how I see the Irish situation or the many atrocities that the British Army inflicted on people over many, many years, including my own family.
You studied history in university, yes, and you later went on to become a history teacher. Did you study Bloody Sunday?
I did, and can I just say on that, it's a jumble of words. If we were to write this, this would be a typo. If we were to write this, this is what you'd call a typo. I got caught in a jumble of words. In
fact, shooting the civilian population of Ireland, it's hardly a typo, is it?
It's a jumble of words, and I'm sure you've made mistakes on air. Show me a person who hasn't made a mistake. The point I'm making here is there isn't a week that some TD makes a mistake at all. It could be a statement on transport or education or whatever. No big deal about it. What I said was a mistake on a particularly hugely sensitive topic. It is not my view in it. I want a united Ireland. I want justice for people who've been inflicted by British state atrocities. That is who I am. My record over many years states that. In fact, I was a councillor in 2019 who led the national boycott against the RIC commemoration. I'm a Republican. I'm someone who very much is victim-orientated, and this was a jumble of words. It was an absolute bags or a balls I made of it. I apologise. I have my own moral compass, and I realised that evening I'd made a mistake. I contacted Taoiseach, Chief Whip, and Count Cord, and I said, I want speaking time. I'm not returning to my constituency until I get time to clear this up, particularly for the victims, but also those who value Irish history, but also for myself. This isn't who I am. And people in Clare, I think in particular, would know me across many years. I have views which are quite green and quite Republican, but they're constitutional Republican views in line with the Good Friday Agreement.
Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil TD, and Clare, thank you. It's 5 to 9.